My dad didn't have too much work, would go and play golf. And, you know, it was a great childhood. Really had a great childhood. We grew up going on vacation to Colorado River. And the only way to get there is by boat. Then you park it by Parker Dam, go across, camp out there for a week, 2 weeks, and just water skied and played all the time. Our first boat, I don't really remember what size the motor was, but it was a wooden fiberglass boat. You know, my dad had to do this number to start it and jump in and we'd go water skiing and just grew up going the river. And then our neighbors started getting involved and they bought a boat. And, you know, we started camping with a lot of people on a beach and just had a blast. But anything you could throw a ball with, my older brother or any of us, wiffle balls or whatever on the beach, because we were there, we played water ski, jumped off rocks, you know. And then when we got older, we ended up, this was like 110 degrees and so forth. We'd go to the bar, you know, all of us go to the bar and get a little toasty and then come back. And so that was our childhood growing up and just had a lot of fun. And my dad, going there, he had a Ford Falcon station wagon with a 170 motor in it, pulling a wooden fiberglass boat going through the desert. And we've had some experiences of breakdowns on the way there. Yeah, those are really fond memories, and we laugh a lot about them. But anyway, we went through three different boats, and then we got a, when I got a little bit older, I got a ski boat, a really nice one. And going through high school, he let me take the boat and go to the river and take my buddies and go use the boat. And you know, he just let go of everything. That I was really really impressed, and he let us all, my brothers and so forth, when we were in high school and stuff, take our friends and take the boat. Unfortunately, I sunk it. We tied it up on shore. We always pulled in bow first on an inner tube and then tied it off to a tree. Well, the wind came up one night. Three of my buddies were on the beach, and the wind came up really bad, and we're just sitting there. Is the boat still there? Yeah. And then it blew, you know, a couple hours later pretty hard. It's supposed to go there. No. The water came over the cranny and sucked the boat. So we had to wake up, you know, and I jumped in the water to get the cushions floating. And yeah, dummy me, the gasoline burned my eyes a little bit. I wasn't even thinking, but when we got that, then we had to swim the boat across to the boat dock. And then call up my dad. Dad, we sunk the boat. And yeah, so we got that fixed, and that was one of the things I did. That he handled that pretty good too. He wasn't too stormy about that, but he was stormy about my brother because he used the boat and he went to Marine Stadium and he hit a rock, and he was going in the Coast Guard and he hit a rock on the boat and he didn't tell my dad about it. He told him when he was getting on, yeah, I hit the prop or whatever, you know, and that was weeks after it had happened, but he didn't tell him. Took me to practices, took our neighbors with me when we had practice and everything. He made time for us, but he worked all the time too. He worked in the garage and worked. We only had one phone in the house, and he got a lot of phone calls. So yeah, he was running back and forth from the house here and there. We'll get to see him then, you know. Before we went to bed, but that was it that I remember. So that's the story of growing up. But now I had to become a grown up, and I didn't grow up. And this is why I moved 17 times since I moved out of the house till now. I live in 17 different places. I lived with 7 guys, I lived with 5 women. 3 couples, and I live myself in 3 different places by myself. So yeah, I was a roamer. those five women was at least about 3 to 3.5 years I lived with them. We broke up. I lived in, these are the places that I lived in. I lived in Pico Rivera, Whittier, California, Arizona. So when I got to a certain age, I went where we gassed up our boat. When we went, camped out and stuff, there was a marina there. When I turned 20, what was it, about 24, I moved there and worked the gas dock and had a great time. speed, had the boat there, you know, and everything else, and just, I don't remember what it was, maybe $2 or $3, something at the time, an hour there, but had a lot of fun, a lot of friends, and it really was, a good time. But I only did that for a summer. Then I came back, and so anyways, I lived in Arizona, La Habra, California, Boulder, Westminster, North Glen, Longmont, Niwa, Lafayette, Erie. So I lived in a lot of places and had a lot of roommates and so forth. But as we went on, I just learned how to move. I ended up being a handyman. I started out actually doing the go-karts that came out, and then moved to the river, came back from that. One of the guys there got me lined up with a pool company, Enterprise Gunite. They were up in California, and they had 3 gunite rigs, and they shot 2 swimming pools a day. And I was a rebar man. I did the reinforcement. I bought a new, brand new truck. I've had rebar along the side there, and did the rebar work. And that paid really well. It was all piecework. So I was self-employed and did that for quite a while. And then all of a sudden, you know, my girlfriend and I broke up after 3 years. And then I moved to, then I moved to Boulder. My brother lived here in Boulder, so that's what brought me out here. So I went to Boulder, and I started doing some swimming pool companies here, and none of them were doing too well. One of them, I did a couple jobs and took them to small claims court and never got a dime and made my hundred. So then I was still looking for something. So my older brother and I, he knew somebody in Boston, Massachusetts with coal stoves. So we got a store over there off of Folsom next to Barnsley Reynolds. It's right behind where Chamber of Commerce is on that street back there. We had a little shop there. So we sold coal stoves. And that didn't last too long. Coal, that was not the thing in Boulder. Because as it burned, it's like a railroad train going down the street, the exhaust there. So we had that for a little while, and that didn't last that super long. But let's see, what else did I do next? Yeah, after that. Oh, yeah. Talking about pools, and then I went to Scott Sheet Metal, got into sheet metal work, and Scott Sheet Metal was right next to Sutherland Lumber. I don't know if you guys know or around know who they where they were. I worked there for quite a while, did a lot of sheet metal work, and was getting at crawl spacers, doing sheet metal, cutting my hand, and doing all that. And it was okay for a couple of years, and it just like I was looking for something else. So I ended up opening up an auto detail shop. And I don't know, you guys, you've been to Vicky's Parkway. It used to be called Vicky's Parkway. Yeah, right next door to it. They had a building, and then there was Pearl Auto Body. It was right next door. And I had an auto detail shop with a buddy of mine, and did that for quite a while. But I was not a businessman. And we really got our butts ringed. You know, didn't charge that much, and, you know, had to deal with the dealers a lot and so forth, and they just knocked the snot out of us. And finally, I sold my half to the guy that I left. And I went to school in heating and air conditioning, EIT, Denver. And I did that. And again, my teaching and remembering and learning wasn't that well. And I broke up with a girlfriend, and I was working for Tolan Mechanical, which was out in Denver. And they had a big company, and they had trucks all over the place. And I started driving for them, into delivering parts in the parts store. And I just broke up with my girlfriend, and I had a broken heart. And I put all my stuff into the work to get my mind off it and so forth. And then they saw me going, man, and I was going to school at the time too. Yeah, this guy has something, man. He's a go-getter. Because, you know, all I had was a broken heart and just worked it off. They sent me and got me Denver West Park, Office Park there in Golden. There's 19 buildings out there with chillers. Well, I did that for a while before they fired me because I wasn't catching on too well. And so I worked at that for a while and then just left that trade. And then I got into a plumbing company, which do you guys, it's just off of I-25 and 104th, the Greystone Castle. Used to be a bar and whole apartment and stuff. Worked for a plumbing company and I put in all the toilets and supply tubes and sinks and everything else for quite a while. And got that done and then broke up with another one going through all that. And then I finally ended up in 1985, started working for myself as a handyman. So I've been doing that ever since. And I was working with a lot of realtors, you know, Remax, you know, property management with Remax, with Mock Realty, had them. Property management resources right down the street from Matt's place on the other side of the train track. There was a property management company there and did a lot of that stuff. I worked up on the hill. My main thing I did a lot of was showers, you know, either re-piling them or regrouting them and drywall work, patching, and, you know, plumbing and things like that there. So doing that over all the years, my lungs got shot. So as about 4 years ago, whatever, ended up getting, I have COPD and got a pacemaker and a CPAP and a bunch of drugs now and just living life that I can, you know. Enjoying each breath I take. But the way I've been treating my body hasn't been all that well. But it's starting to get better. The only thing is Christmas came along this year and I had too much sweets. I went to the dentist and gave him that testimony, 7 cavities. Well, I should have went this month to see him take care of all that. But I don't know where I stand on that. But man, I ate pretty good this holiday. The reason why is right now I'm living in a condo. I've been there 7 years and it's called Forest Park Circle. These condos go around in a circle and it's Forest Park because the developer developed that whole area and we have nothing but a lot of trees and everything. And they're condos for 55 and older. There's a clubhouse in the center and I live above the clubhouse. I have a place, the best place I ever really lived in because I downsized. But one of my moves there, I moved in, actually going backwards. I was a property manager up in Longmont, Landing Park Apartments. They had 33 units I watched over and worked there for a while. And then they sold the place and I was out. That's another part of the 17 moves I've done. And lived in a van for a little bit. Lived in this parking lot maybe 4 or 5 times, you know, went there, got showers and, you know, moved all over the place and my church went there and looked in the parking lot, snow coming down, opening up the door and leaving myself and closing that door and bundling back up and listening to worship songs. I mean, it was not a bad time, but it was a lonely time. I mean, killing time was really tough when you're out on the own. And I was only out there for a little while living in the van. And then a friend of mine, they took me in and I remodeled their house. I did their kitchen floors and backsplashes and tiled their laundry room and bathrooms and painted their house and did a bunch of stuff there for my rent there. And that was really good. Yeah, because that was winter time and it was my slow time. And, you know, he always supplies my needs. You take care of him. You know, Lord, yeah. Your tithing and offerings is a big, big thing. He'll take care of you. And it's just amazing how he stretches things. And it's just been that way for me most of my life, in a way. It's just like, I don't know how you do this, Lord. Wow. But with all those women and everything out and all the friends I've had, I must have rented, I don't know, about 15, 16 tuxedos between prom and weddings and other things. So, that there, I should have bought a tux from the very first go in junior high. But got bought for high school, not junior high school. But that was a lot of fun. So I've always had a lot of friends. that did a lot of stuff with, because they wanted to do it with me, because I always had the toys. I had a dune buggy and motorcycles and a trailer, went out to the desert and just played, and so forth. But they were married. Now I'm watching them go out and I want to go with them, but they have kids. And I don't have any toys anymore. But, you know, everything balances out. Everything balances out. I just praise God that, you know, I've got this group to go do. I really got plugged into church. I got saved at 93. In 93, I went to Vine Life. I was going to Vine Life until COVID hit. So I was there for quite a while and did a lot of work there. I met props and, you know, everything. They had, you know, Halloween parties and this and that. And I built some props. We had a play, big on stage. John was there. Yeah. But I remodeled a few of the rooms and the kids' rooms and did all that down there. And then all of a sudden, you know, another pastor came in. They went through three pastors and three different names there. There was called the Vineyard, then it was the Vine Life, and now it's called Lookout. They just changed the name to Lookout. It's on Lookout Road. So they just changed that name. And we've had quite a few different pastors there. But when I first went there, James Ryle was the pastor, and he was the CU chaplain. And anyways, yeah, so Bill McCartney was going to our church a few times, and his son was going there. But I don't know what happened, but at the church there, I got a lot of favor because I did a lot of work around there and so forth. Well, anyways, they offered the pastors. Doc Preetz was a trainer at CU. And at Del Ward, got to go with the pastors there and work out. And then they got busy, and I was going by myself, you know, twice a week. You know, working out, and all of a sudden, here comes a football team, and then I'd leave. It all be coming in. But I did that for a while, and I was very blessed to do that with him. But I was in with the pastors. I mean, everything was kept on falling into place when I met the Lord and changed my heart. But I got married in 2002, and that didn't last long. That was like 3.5 years with my wife. Then that broke up, and now I've been alone for 17 years and just loving it. I don't need to have a wife. I don't need to have a partner where I'm at. I don't think I can even take one. I am so spoiled with myself. Eat when you want, sleep if you want, turn the TV where you want. You know, I can do that. But I tell you, nights are boring when you eat by yourself a lot here and there. It sounds pretty simple, you know, here and there, but there's still hard times in between all that stuff. But just put it in the Lord. And so I do a lot of stuff with, you know, different churches and so forth. But I don't know, do you guys remember Rich Honey, the well, yeah, up there in Boulder or Longmont? Yeah, he moved three different times. And I help move them every time and build them stages and sound booths and things like that. And then he finally left and left town there. But I was going to three different churches in the middle of the week. Yeah. Yeah, because I just needed, when I got saved, man, I just needed to get more and more. When I got saved from the girlfriend I was living with, her mom loved me unconditionally. It's amazing. We spoke in bed, my girlfriend and I, about she wouldn't be living with me if her dad was alive. So there was different kind of things. So that's how I was drawn when we're starting to break up, because she had two kids, and we're starting to break up, and we had a house together. I came to find the Lord and everything else. And then we ended up breaking up. I went to a home group. The first day I went to church, I ran into a guy that gave me a flyer for a home group, and I went to a home group. They asked for prayer requests at that thing. I said, yeah, I'm going to be looking for a place. One of the guys played lead guitar in our home group. Because, yeah, I'm looking for a room, and I'm going to go to St. Croix for a school type of deal in 6 months. So I moved in with him, and we were on fire. I was on fire. I'd go to the Boulder Library and get your own book, you know, to read, you know, to also get in and so forth, and nonstop. And then we'd come together at nighttime. We'd walk around. We lived just off of 30th Street and walked around, and he'd play the guitar at nighttime. We'd pray and walk around, and I learned how to pray. Well, they were working on the park, and this is right after the baseball diamond left, somewhere around there. But anyways, around that area, they planted three new trees. So I learned how to pray. I went to the first tree. This is my family tree. And this is my tree. And this is the church tree. And I started praying for them. Yeah, my family tree died. I don't know what happened there. But, you know, I just wanted to learn. I just was hungry. Still in a lot of different ways. But, yeah, I went and prayed on that. That thing passed away. So, yeah, but I still pray every Wednesday morning with a lady. And I've been doing that ever since I got saved. That's 30 years ago. Every Wednesday, roughly, when we can make it. She calls me up at Vine Life, prayer chain list, a lady writes out and so forth. And I used to go there to the church when it was closed and go upstairs to the prayer room. And she'd stay home. She's an older lady. She'd stay home and then we'd read over those things. That was at the end. But before I started with the pastor showing up and then this and that, and then all of a sudden it was just came down to about five of us and then that fell away. And then this lady and I started doing it. But then her driving skills weren't getting too well, so she stayed home. I was going to church, and finally, when COVID hit, I stopped going every Wednesday morning. I'd wake up. We'd start at 7 o'clock. So I wake up every morning. It was one of my favorite mornings as well as this morning. You know, it was exciting to wake up early because I never work out early on any other day except those days. So it made it exciting. But, yeah, we still pray. We get together and we go through that list. And I tell you, that's one of my fine times. Scott's just looking for a heart that wants to knock on his door, you know, and so forth. And some of the prayers are just, I'm no good answer, but you know, when we're praying, man, did I just pray that? Wow, that was good. Lord, you know, they hit them. And I know most of the people there because I left that when COVID hit. And now I'm going to went back to Flatirons. They opened up on Saturday night. So I go there on Saturday night. But my main church is called Catch the Fire, which is right down the street from there. So I've been going there since COVID. And so that's my church now. All righty. So that's it. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this day, for this time. Lord, all things are becoming new in the way of a new year. Father, I pray that we would be in line with you, that you would cut the things that aren't of you in our lives, that we could walk with you, and Lord, that you would steer our gifts up more this year. Father, that we'd be a witness for you. We thank you for all that you do for us and for this group. And Lord, in Jesus' name, thank you.
Amen.
Amen.